You are listening to Electronica by Veronica on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com.
Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Jagati Mata Lata Nanda Mani Bhavani Bhavani Lata Nanda Mani Jai Jai Bhavani Jai Jai Ho Jagati Mata Lata Nanda Mani Jai Jai Bhavani Bhavani Lata Nanda Mayi Jai Jai Bhavani Alpa Buddhi Se Mata Gandu Tera Geet Baro Maino Ki Teri Suno Nuvirit Jai Jai Ho Jagati Mata Lata Nanda Mayi Jai Jai Bhavani Bhavani Lata Nanda Mayi Jai Jai Bhavani Tera Namo Ka Geet Lola Tera Suno Larit Tera Namo Ka Geet Lola Tera Suno Larit Maag Ki Sashtami Mahmaya Kulada tera dwar Jai Jai Bhavani Bhavani Kulada tera dwar Jai Jai Bhavani Tama Vijay Sarvajanu Bhula Nagara Tama Vijay Sarvajanu Dhula Nagara Tera Mandir Ma Meri Mamaya Tab Kulanda Dwar Jai Jai Bhavani Bhavani Tab Kulanda Dwar Jai Jai Bhavani Ruma Pujari Nayandu Dekhya Randa Log Ruma Pujari Nayandu Lakhya Randa Log Laadu Phapar Tero Chadu Tab Bhog Laadu Phapar Mata Chadu Tero Bhog Jai Jai Ho Jagadabananda Lyola Tero Naam Jai Jai Bhavani Bhavani Lyola Tero Naam Jai Jai Bhavani
I would not speak of the mountain. I would not speak of the mountain. I would not speak of the mountain. Its summit must be inaccessible, but its base accessible. But its base accessible to human beings as nature has made them. It must be unique, and it must exist geographically. The gateway to the invisible. must be visible. The gateway to the visible must be invisible. Translucent as the belly of an insect, harder than diamond. We will find it, Adam's stone. We will fill our sacks with nothing. Turn it this way, and we will climb. It disappears. We will climb. Yet not move a single muscle. For that mountain exists in the mind of humankind. Leaving with a group of friends to seek the mountain, which is the path joining earth and sky. It must exist somewhere on our planet and must be the dwelling of a superior humanity. Just as a drop of mercury by its surface tension remains impenetrable to the finger that tries to touch its center. Come on, we have reached the unknown continent. It is the continent of our desire. A beautiful problem for the unknown mathematician. Philosophers, nine, dance. I am the mountain. You are the wind. First muscle. into a blind darkness go, those dedicated to non-knowing. Into deeper darkness go, those content with knowing. Without joy is the name of these worlds, enveloped in blind darkness. Those without knowledge or reason go, at the outset, to them. If he knew himself, if man could say, this is I, by which desire, for which goal, would his body be inflamed? He who has found himself, go, in whom the being buried in the depth of this death has awakened, go, he is all active, he is the author of all. For him, the world, he is himself, the world. Go into a blind darkness. Go here as well. We must know this. If not, ignorance, the great perdition. Those knowing this become immortal. Go, the others, in misfortune bury themselves. When one has once recognized this self, this God suddenly, this master of past and future, one turns away no more. Go, go. That from which the year unwinds, go, in rounds of days, go. The gods confess it light of lights and immortal life. Go. That foundation of five and five reigns, that on which space reposes. Go. It is that I think of as the self. I, who know the sacred word. I, without death, immortal. Breath of breath and sight of sight, hearing of hearing, thought of thought. Those who know it have discerned the word, ancient, original. Go, go, go. It must be perceived by thought. Nothing here exists separately. He who sees things as separated goes from death to death to death. Into a blind darkness go those dedicated to non-knowing. Into deeper darkness go those content with knowing. Must be perceived in its unity. Go. Immense, that the stable beyond friction, traversing space. Go, go, the self without birth, the great, the stable. Into the darkness go. When the sage has recognized it, let him attain its knowledge, Brahman. Let him not be dispersed by numerous words, for that is the weakening of the word. Go, 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 go. you've always been wrong. Like me, like any being, you've let yourself slide down easy, futile slopes. Your mind has traveled only in dreams toward the truth. Compare your thought today with the things which stand in your way. Your fondest theories vanish before the wall of appearances, that veil of colored shapes, sounds, and other perceptible qualities that is so easily termed illusory, is solid nevertheless. This is where you started, but you chose the wrong door. Or rather, you thought you started. You fell asleep on the threshold and dreamed your beliefs about the world and the mind. Today, I'm waiting for you on the threshold. We'll take our first halting steps together. I'm asking you first to look around you, right now, with total candor. See what is before you. Above all, don't start to question the reality of this world. By what authority could you judge it? Do you know what absolute reality is? Whoever starts on a voyage must start from wherever he is. He mustn't think that the destination is already reached just because he has an accurate and detailed itinerary in his hands. The line he has drawn on a map has no meaning unless he can pinpoint his present location. You as well. Look at yourself. I mean, wake up. Wake up. Find yourself. The place where you are is where you have to begin. The place where you are is where you have to begin. Wake up. Find yourself. Where you are is where you have to begin. The present state of your consciousness is where you have to together begin. With all that it contains,
consciousness together with all that it contains,
and all our speculation amount to more than the itinerary of a merely possible voyage.
Thank you.
sound hears the ear, and thought thinks thee, when love has made and remade you. The sea gleams with no glimmer under the night, upon the night. Sees the eye, when sound hears the ear, when thought thinks thee, here we are total, and the unmoving sphere vibrates.
Veronica by Veronica on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com.
Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and
hen of night has just laid another dawn. O white one, O yellow one, O sickness that one does not see. Lord noon, king of an instant, at dawn hits the gong. Salute the eye, salute the teeth, salute the devouring mask. Cushions of the horizon, the red fruit of remembrance. O sun that knows how to die, O burner of our filthiness. Yet in silence, I salute the grand midnight, the one who watches over the restless tree. Closing my eyes, I see her, though seeing nothing beyond darkness. Closing my ears, I hear footsteps which do not go away. thought, like an arrow, is set on the bow. Like a calf newborn at its mother's udder. Wide wave, the thought milks the tip of its course, the liquid toward its own valves is released. The thought is shot, the wine poured. The force of the drink combusts in the mouth. Clarity rings with a killer's roar. A wine drop drips on the goatskin gourd. On the skin of the ewe, the mate seeker radiant, the unfettered one's daughter freed as he enters the way. The dazzling gold resounds, joining divine drinker to drink, sharpening the male force. Like a buffalo, he shines. The bull bellows, the cows inflamed answer his call. To the gods adorned and attending the goddess's turn, the liquid traverses the ewe's white skin. Clothed not with cloth, but with that which is cleansed. The dazzling gold, the immortal, emerging is clothed in a cloth which does not age and which blinds. He made for the two cups a carpet of clouds, and with great force, for immersion, the top of the sky. The rays, like sun's rays, eager to part, intoxicated, animated, the soldiers of sleep, and the fabric spread out, rapid emissions. Without the burning, no thing is clear. Rapid as in a river's descending wave, the liquors which rose from the bull found a way. Joy in our hearts for the two and four-footed. For us, O liquid, let the foods and harvests arise. Brighten the treasures, the streams of gold, horses, cows, wheat, and the dazzling force. You, oh you liquid, you my fathers, arise. Chiefs of the sky, arise, makers of nourishment. Illumined these liquids like chariots in conquest have gone to Indra. Poured, they pass through the ewes, rejecting the envelope, the war horses of gold charge the rain. Brilliant drop for the powerful, burning a light, giver of joy, destroyer, with absolute words, bring to your singers resplendent goods that heaven and earth. Satiate us with gods.
I have no desire. I have no desire because I think I possess. I think I possess because I do not try to give. Trying to give, we see that we have nothing. Seeing that we have nothing, we try to give ourselves. Trying to give ourselves, we see that we are nothing. Seeing that we are nothing, we desire to become. Desiring to become, we live. Desire because I think I possess. I think I possess because I do not try to give. Trying to give, we see that we have nothing. Seeing that we have nothing, we try to give ourselves. Trying to give ourselves, we see that we are nothing. Seeing that we are nothing, we desire to become. Desiring to become, we live. I am dead. We live, we live, we live. Desiring to become, we live. I am dead. I am dead. We live. 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 Desiring to become, we live. Desiring to become, we live. I am dead. I am dead because I have no desire. I have no desire because I think I possess. I think I possess because I do not try to give. Trying to give, we see that we have nothing. Seeing that we have nothing, we try to give ourselves. Trying to give ourselves, we see that we are nothing. Seeing that we are nothing, we desire to become. Desiring to become, we live. I am dead. creature seemed to turn inside out. All of nature seemed upside down. The mountain became a cone. The cone, a hat, a dunce hat on a clown, a jester, or someone whose gesture had changed everything. I killed a rat on the mountain in the sacred place. Just a rat. I killed a rat. I killed a rat. The old rat I had killed fed chiefly on a species of wasp found abundantly in this place, but especially at his age, a rock rat who is not agile enough to catch wasps in flight. So he usually ate only the sick and the weak who dragged themselves on the ground and could hardly fly. In this way, he destroyed the wasps that carried defects or germs that through heredity or contagion would have spread dangerous illnesses in the colonies of those insects without his unconscious intervention. Once the rat was dead, these illnesses spread quickly, and by the following spring, there were hardly any wasps left in the region. These wasps, gathering nectar from the flowers, ensured their pollination. Without them, a great many plants that played an important role in stabilizing the shifting earth. And what happened? Nothing else was said, because everything disappeared. I killed a rat. I killed a rat. And the visible became invisible. Hi ho, to the mountains go, where all the flowers grow. Ones from a fairy tale with their healing powers. Hi ho, to the mountains go. Where did the flowers go? The pink one from a fairy tale. Gong 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 gong. What a mess. What a mess.
Full of sick wasps spilled
upon the earth. What a mess. What a mess. What a mess. What a mess. I killed a rat. I confess. I confess.
I forget just what it takes.
it, I guess. It makes me smile. I found it hard. It's hard to find a well, whatever. Never mind. Hello, 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 hello. The empty hand of innocence transfusing street of the sorrows and children of the wood hounded. Shredding all veils, unwinding all sheets of the dead world, droning, overturning tables laden with silver sacrificial birds, beating goatskin drums, advancing with hands outstretched. When we keep filling them with mercury, nitrate, asbestos, baby bombs blasting blue, scavengers picking through the ashes, children of the mills, children of the junkyards, sleepy, illiterate, fuzzy little rats